This is Truthful Justice,
and you're listening to Brenda Moss,
a.k.a. Lady Diva,
for Let's Jazz It Up on blogtalkradio.com.
Which is more of a gospel, upbeat gospel album. And Mo Henderson came to us and asked us about working with us, and he really loved what we did. So as we started working on this project, Mo, he just hands down said we have to work together. And it was history after that. We got our producer, John Lumpkin, involved, and we just started to create an absolutely brilliant project.
Wow. Well, y'all sound really good, and it's amazing that Randy Thomas got a hold of me. Is he your producer as well?
No, Randy is actually a part of the Studio Cafe family.
Right.
He works a lot of our scheduling and making sure that we're in the right place at the right time. He keeps me and Tori in line for sure.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Randy Thomas for getting a hold of me about you guys. Truthfully, I never heard of you guys, and I've seen something about another song called Joy.
Yes, ma'am, Lady Diva. Actually, that song we released last year during the holidays, and we did our take on Joy to the World with our own spin on it. And Studio Cafe was in partnership with us on that and said, you know, it would be a great idea to just give our fans and newcomers to our sound just a taste of what our sound is like. So that's kind of the history behind that song.
Well, it's not no history to me, and I'm quite sure it's not history to others. We're going to start playing some, let's spin some music now. Love Chimes. Can you give me and some listeners, how did you come up with the title of that song, Love Chimes? I love it.
Well, you know, Love Chimes came organically. Mo Henderson with Steel Cafe, he passed us along some tunes, as we call our concept of voice on vinyl, and we did some arranging on there and began to write, and as we started to actually work on the song, when the hook portion came up, Jason and I both was like, wow, like it feels good to call it Love Chimes, and that's kind of the history behind that. Just reminds us of a chiming noise, as Jason has told folks in the past.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds you of the chimes outside of your house, and it's warm. It's a warm feeling. So it's just a display of that love.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin Heart Smile. Can you give us a little detail about Heart Smile and how you come up with the title of that song?
Well, Heart Smile is exactly what it is. It's really one of those songs that are just speaking on everything that is going on in the world, but just allowing ourselves to smile through anything that may happen, knowing that there's a brighter day on the other side. We actually have a video that's going to be posted later that people will get an opportunity to kind of delve in to the lives that we have and how we balance our lives and our family and everything else. And they'll get joy and a sense of wanting to smile out of the song.
All right. Let's do this. Heart Smile. So y'all stay still now. Don't go nowhere.
Yes, ma'am.
why must we all still be afraid of you and me? Why can't we be forever? Oh, there's no mystery. Let colors bleed together.
Can you give our audience out there information where your website and where we can purchase your music?
Yes, our website is www.truthfuljusticemusic.com, and all of our social media is the same. If you type in Truthful Justice Music, it'll be our Facebook, our Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff. Our music is actually on Apple, Amazon, and all those things, Spotify, any one of those major platforms. It will actually, the EP will actually be on pre-sale March 31st, and the official release date is April 28th.
I can see everybody writing on their notes and on their hands right now, checking their calendar, checking their billfold, their purse. You have some upcoming performances scheduled next month in April of 2017 this year. Where can our listeners come and see your live show?
Well, Lady Diva, we are going to be in Columbia, South Carolina on April 13th with Shay Alexander's Jazz After Five event. We're really excited about that. It will be in the Hampton Room at Michael's Cafe for our Columbia, South Carolina people out there. So we're really looking forward to being out there.
All right. So can you give us a brief information how as a couple y'all got started on your journey? And can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
To the sea. Forget
Justice Music. Are y'all with me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. You may have to turn your phone on speaker so you can hear me. Because I got it up as far as I can go on my end. But anyway, the question was, how, as a couple, how did y'all get started on your journey in the music industry? Have both of you guys been singing since you were at a young age in a church choir? And there are other children that are curious minds out there want to know, what was your first instrument in school, or was you singing in a church at home as a young child?
Yes, ma'am. Well, for those who may not know, Jason and I both met at the church. We are both PKs, or hashtag preacher's kids. So we both come from a background of church. Yes, ma'am. I started out singing and playing piano. Jason sang a little bit, and he more so played drums. And that's kind of how we evolved together as friends before we even got married. So we were over a youth choir at our old church about 15 or so years ago.
15 years ago.
And Jason went to the military and came back to our home city here, and around 2007,
yeah,
we got married and kind of evolved in that light as far as our musical journey. So music has always been with us. Our relationship is what evolved for the most part. So we had the marriage, the music, God, then the kids. And we've been married 10 years. Last year,
wow,
it made 10 years for us. So we've got some weight under us as far as foundation. We're so grateful for that. I believe that is what has allowed us to sustain for this long. And for those who may feel like they're not sure about pursuing their dreams with other things going on, with kids and husband or a wife, or, you know, whatever they have going on, you know, just know that we are doing it, and it's been working for us. It is possible. So.
All right. Love it. And congratulations on your marriage, and many more blessings to you. Do you have any community or charity events coming up now or later in the future? By the way, have y'all done any charity events in your community?
Actually, we just did a wonderful community event called Operation New Hope here in Jacksonville, and they invited us to come out and participate, and it's a really nice program that helps those that were in prison or incarcerated to transition from that life and become citizens. And they take them through a training program to teach them new techniques and things like that in order for them to get jobs when they come out of prison. So that was a really, really great opportunity. We got to meet some very dynamic people there, and to shake a lot of hands of those that were transitioning and give them hope about the future. In terms of what we are doing now, charity event wise, we are doing an upcoming event that is called I Know I Believe, So Why Do I Live My Life in Fear, or Why Am I Living in Fear, I'm sorry, by Grayson Marshall, who is a dynamic basketball player for Clemson University, and now he does a lot of speaking engagements and things like that. So we're on that project with him as well.
All right. We're going to spin some more music. This song, Orbits, can you give us some detailed information about Orbits and how you came up with the title of this song?
Well, Lady Diva, it's funny that you are going to be playing this song. It's my,
your favorite
it's
song.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
Because it's what it is. We call it Orbits because it is our
representation on men and women, and men being from Mars, women from Venus, and just the battle of trying to understand the opposite sex. And I believe that this song is just a fun way of saying, okay, I know that we're on different planets, but, you know, let's try to work this thing out and figure this love thing out together. Let's try to understand each other. So it's fun.
All right, here's Orbit. blogtalkradio.com. I have with me Truthful Justice Music this evening. You can call on the show at 657-383-0771. I have Jason Peoples and Tori Peoples with me as guests this evening. I'm sorry. My name is Lady Diva. And as I want to ask you both again, how can the fans of Truthful Justice purchase the new EP, Love Unfurled? Can you give information again where to purchase it and your website information, please?
Yes, again, all things Truthful Justice Music, www.truthfuljusticemusic.com. All of our social media is the same, Truthful Justice Music. You can find our music on Amazon, on Apple, iTunes, and all of those different platforms, Spotify, whatnot. The EP will actually, the Love Unparalleled EP will actually be on pre-sale March 31st, with the official release date being April 28th.
Okay, and when are the tour dates that you got scheduled coming up again? Can you mention that again?
Yes, we'll be in Columbia. Our next event is in Columbia, South Carolina on April 13th. We'll be with Shea Alexander and the Jazz at the Five event. It's going to be at the Hampton Room at Michael's Cafe. So that's our latest event coming up. For all of our other events, they can go to the website, go to our social media, and they'll be able to have immediate access and up-to-date information on everywhere we're going to be.
All right. All right. So we're almost coming to the end of our show. If you want to give a shout-out to any of your supporters, persons that are involved in helping you making this EP, I want to know, how did you come up with the title of your the cover of the album, Unparalleled, Love Unparalleled?
Lady Diva, I'm so glad you asked that question. When Jason was on tour in Korea about, 2002, he wrote me a letter. That's before, we got high tech and messages and all that stuff. We exchanged letters between each other, and one of his last letters to me had that as the closing on the letter, which was "Love is Unparalleled," and it just kind of organically happened as far as the concept behind naming the actual project. We just saw it just to be fitting for that. So we're really, really pleased with that. I'm pleased with that.
All right. All right. I love it. I love it. And the music genre, for all the listeners, y'all do jazz, soul, funk, world music, and folk. Can you tell our listeners out there why you choose is that your style?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, we as a people have categorized styles of music for our own psyche, for our own understanding. But with me and Tori, we like to, as our approach to music is to let it evolve organically. And that's become more of a cliche for people. They say it and it's not organically done, but we truly try to focus on making our music organic and allowing the people to then categorize it. Even with this record and how the EP was done, our good friend and our partners at Studio Cafe, Mo Henderson, he sent us these tracks, which was public record from an album called The Mighty Mellow. And we had the opportunity to write music over those songs or those tracks as is organically and pump them out. So it was really a great opportunity to just introduce something new.
Right, right. Well, I love y'all music. I mean, it's like a hit upside the head for me because it's different, but basically common. I took right on it right away, And I'm glad Randy Thomas got a hold of me. I would have never known about your music unless he pointed y'all out to me. Otherwise, I would have caught on to it a little slow, but I know I've seen Love Unparalleled when I was going through YouTube, and I took a listen to it, but I didn't know Randy Thomas had something to do with it, and it kind of took me for a loop. I'm like, oh, wow, So in your own words, give our listeners out there some inspirational words for people out there struggling in the world today or for folks that's trying to climb your ladder. Do you have any words of wisdom you want to give to all of us today? Each of you can speak in your own words.
I think just real, in a nutshell, just trust the process. And when you're not doing it real time, prepare and just trust in your ability, trust in your craft, work hard, and just believe that it'll come to pass. And when it's time for the lights to come on, just be ready.
Definitely. And likewise, take words like try and I'll do out of your vocabulary, and start to say what you're doing and what you're going to do so that you set the expectation for yourself to succeed versus just trying and being okay with the failure that comes and being able to say that you tried. So just start to say that you're doing and what you're going to do and go in that direction.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. If anyone is still listening, you're still welcome to call on the show at 657-383-0771. I am Lady Diva for the host this evening. I have one more track I want to play, and it's called Hold On. Can you give us information about or detail about the title of this song?
Well, I think it's so fitting, Lady Diva, that you selected this song after asking us our own personal words of wisdom. Hold On is a anthem that is just to encourage anyone to just hold on and not let go. I believe so many people want to give up now in so many areas of their lives, marriages, relationships, jobs, hobbies, whatever it is, passions. People want to give up, and it's just the encouragement to just hold on and just don't let go.
Wow, love it. I did listen to the song, though. It gives me hope. And I have four grown children, and I have five granddaughters. And with me as an elder, I look towards them, and I'm seeing all this, you know, and all I could give them is a little wisdom if they're willing to listen. And
right.
we need and your music and other people that's in the music industry, when we listen to your music, it gives us hope. A little glimmer of light, you know, the grass on, you know, and that it touches our heart. And I love y'all guys. I love your music. Keep doing what you're doing. One more question. Give your website information and where to purchase your music again. And y'all have a blissful evening. Thank you for participating on the show. You're welcome to give a shout out before I take off and play the last track here. Go ahead, one of you.
You can look at everything Truthful Justice Music, www.truthfuljusticemusic.com. All things social media is Truthful Justice Music. Please patronize us by getting our music on Amazon, iTunes, all of those things. The official release for the EP is April the 28th, but you can get the pre-sales on March 31st. And we just want to give a shout-out to...
Thank you, first of all, Lady Diva, for having us on Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate it. We want to send love to Studio Cafe and everyone that is attached to that. John, Little John Lumpkin, thank you so much. And to everyone out there that has supported us this far.
Love you guys. Thank you for your participation. This recording, it will be in my hands forever. I'll pass it around, and you take the link, take it to everybody's cell phone, let them play it over and over and over. But thank you. Love you guys. Love your music. Keep doing what you're doing, and you have a blessed evening. I'm going to play Hold On, and love you guys. Thank you very much. Tell Randy thank you. Keep in touch.
I'll never let you go. Just as long as you, you keep holding me close.
Hold on.
Oh, don't you let go.